Mom.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, boy. All right. Listen, this week we're doing, with Kara Klenk, we're doing fried artichoke.
Don't like them.
Oh, boy. You don't like them.
Tried them once, and I don't like them. Wow. They're too bitter.
Too bitter. All right. I'm going to call you back after I talk to Kara Klenk. We'll get you on the podcast to talk about fried artichoke. But now let's start the show.
I never had a plum or tuna fish.
Baby, no.
Let me try some new exciting dish.
Baby, no.
Bok choy, collard greens, pad thai. So many foods I haven't tried. I'm kind of scared to eat them. I won't lie. Hey, let me tell you.
Welcome to Baby Mouth. I'm Jimmy Smagula. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Baby Mouth Pod. You can follow me on Instagram at Jimmy Smagula. On both of those Instagrams, you'll find a link tree. Help support the podcast. Throw me some money on Patreon or PayPal. The links are on the Instagrams. Or you can Venmo me directly at Jimmy Smagula. And a quick thank you to everyone who's been supporting the podcast. I'm so happy you have helped me to buy this week artichoke. I thought artichokes were yellow, but they're not. They look like when I Googled they were green. I don't like to do too much pre-research on what I'm eating because, frankly, it's very interesting. I've also learned, like, if I have not eaten this food, I don't really even know what it looks like. I don't really know a lot about it. But I'm hoping my guest this week knows it was her suggestion, artichoke. I love her. Every time I see her at a party or a big Hollywood fancy function, as we are meant to be at, I'm always like, we are two peas in a pod. We're cut from the same cloth. I'm not sure where she's from, but I feel like she's an East Coaster, but I'm not even sure we're going to find out. She is the co-host of That's Messed Up podcast. It's all about SVU, which I have been on an episode. We're going to talk about that. She didn't even know. Her face is shocked. Please welcome Kara Klenk. Kara, welcome to Baby Mouth.
Jimmy, thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting. I don't know where to begin. There was so much in that intro. You've been in SVU. My head is spinning. Artichokes can be yellow when they're marinated and they're on a sandwich, but they're different when you eat them a different way. There's so much. I am from the East Coast. This is, where do we start?
Oh my God, I had too many questions in the intro. Okay, wait. Where are you from? Because it feels like you're like one of my Jersey girls from high school or something. But probably
well,
maybe
I'm
not.
From the tri-state. From Connecticut.
There you go.
So I was born in New York City for the first 3 years of my life, and then I'm a Connecticut girl, like less than an hour outside of New York is where I grew up. Wow. And then I lived in New York for 11 years before I came back when I moved out here where we met in Los Angeles.
Yes, because you seem like a real East Coaster, which of course I gravitate to. I enjoy. I am surrounded by East Coasters in Los Angeles.
Yeah, same.
You're
I mean, literally we had to move here because like everyone we knew in New York moved here. So that's when we decided to.
And you have kids and who wants to have wagons. Kids in the middle of New York City? Very difficult. Can you imagine schlepping?
You know, I used to think I was going to have four kids and live in New York City for the rest of my life. Can you believe how delusional?
You must have thought you were going to make $100 million a year.
Oh, I thought I was going to own a brownstone.
Of course. We all thought that.
They're $5 to $7 million.
I know, at least. I mean, I think that's pandemic prices. Those are over now.
I have two kids and I'm like done. And I think three kids is a flex and four kids is like you're out of your mind. Like, I
your
don't even
kids
know.
Kids are so adorable. Do you put their pictures on Instagram or no?
Occasionally I do. I have a private one that I think, do you follow it?
Yeah, of course.
I have a private one that friends can look at where I try to post every few days on that. Just honestly for me,
yeah,
I like to see like, this is what they looked like at 6 months or 2 years or whatever, because they go so fast. So it's almost like a historical record for me.
Right.
But then my regular Instagram, I'll throw them up once in a while. They're on there for like Christmas and stuff. They're on there. People can see them.
Now, have you always loved SVU?
Yes.
I love people when they have a themed podcast? Because I think, I wonder, like, were they like, hey, this would be a good podcast to do, and then they get stuck in it, and they're like, oh my God, now I've watched 9,000 episodes of SVU, and I want to fucking kill myself, or they love it.
That's a great question, but I'd already seen every episode. Oh, I'd already seen, when I started this podcast, I'd already seen 400 plus episodes, 450.
Oh my God.
In the last 2 years, there have been like 50 more. And so I've already seen many of them. I've seen multiple times. Every single one I've seen at least one time.
Wow.
And then, yeah, it premiered on my birthday. Isn't that crazy? It premiered on my birthday. It's like kismet.
And what year was that? Do you know off the top?
99.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I was just, you know, like just a 2-year-old, yeah, you know, so I'm just kidding. I was fully 19.
Wow.
I'm not that young, but like I watched it forever and I love true crime.
Yes.
And I was like, just thinking about it one day and was like, you know, a fun way to get into true crime from another angle, because, you know, Karen and Georgia have like the Definitive Murder podcast. Yes. And there's other ones too, but like, it's all pretty much, let me just talk about this murder.
Yeah.
And I thought, what's another way that I could get in with talking about true crime? And I was like, oh, my favorite show is this show that's based on true crimes.
Oh my God.
And so that's how I came up with this idea.
I love SVU. I've been on Law and Order, the regular one.
Original Recipe, as we call
it. Original Recipe. And then I was also on the SVU with Mariska Hargitay.
Wait, so what happened?
All right, let me tell you.
What episode are you on?
I am on, well, I looked it up specifically for you. It's season 4, episode 21. It's called Fallacy. And I play the integral role of EMT.
Ooh. I know of this episode, Fallacy. I'm trying to remember the plot off the top of my head.
I could tell you, but I'm in the cold open.
Oh, yes.
And I'm an EMT. I have a goatee because at the time I was in Man of La Mancha with Brian Stokes Mitchell. This is such a good story. And so I booked this little role. It's like 3 lines. I haven't done almost no television at this point. So my agents are just trying to get me some credits. By the way, the most residuals still, I've done 30 television shows. The most residuals I ever get are still from SVU and Law & Order.
Oh, I want to get on it so bad.
You gotta get on.
Me and Lisa talk constantly about how we just want to like, be walking down the street, like get like bickering and find a body. Not down the street, but like we're in Central Park or something and we're bickering and we find a body.
I'm surprised they haven't had you on as like podcasters or something. It would be so
well, we're only in our first year. So I think maybe down the road.
Cause I'm sure they would love it.
Yeah, I think it would be funny, like a funny like Easter egg to put us in as like other people or something like that. And we're like, we want one line. We don't need to like be the victim or a lawyer.
It would be so.
So I think
fun.
Lawyer is sort of my thing.
Yeah, totally. I see that with lawyer. The glasses and everything on.
Yeah, and I can, you know, do my hair and I can be a bitch, you know? Like so so anyway,
we got to hope for that to happen.
I can't wait. We've had Fallacy requested a lot of times. And let me just really quickly.
Yeah, look, I don't know what it's about.
Because I just want to see if it's based on a true crime. It might not be. And then we don't really do it.
Interesting. You know? I didn't know that was a hook for your podcast.
Yeah, that's the thing. People have asked us for Fallacy, but it is not based on a true crime.
Oh, so I'll never be a guest on your podcast with my 3-line role.
Oh my God. No. Fallacy is the Kate Menig episode.
I have no idea.
Lisa is obsessed. We are obsessed with this episode. And we just spoke about it, about possibly doing it on our live, because our live shows. Our live shows, we might talk about non-true crime ones, just talk about classics that are not based on true crimes. And unfortunately, we think it's just too sad. It's just too fucked up.
Oh
like,
my God.
It's a really fucked up episode with Kate Menig from The L Word. We love that episode. I can't believe you're in it.
I can't believe you know it just in your brain. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's the Kate Menig episode because she plays a trans woman. This is before, you know, we knew that we should be casting trans people as trans roles.
Yes.
And she is convicted of a crime. And then it's like she gets sent to jail as a man.
Oh, my God. That's the episode I'm in. I had no. Listen, I'm in the cold open. I'm in an ambulance. And Mariska comes up to the ambulance and she goes, hey, where's our guy or whatever? And I say, he was here a minute ago, and then I open the ambulance doors, and they're empty. And I had some line when we filmed that they didn't like, because then they called me in to do looping, to do ADR.
For your little role.
For my one line, and I had to say, must have bailed. I'm going to put the clip on so the viewers can see it.
This
I have
is
a
amazing.
Goatee. I'm 300 pounds. I was in Man of La Mancha with Brian Stokes Mitchell, and Mariska, which I'm sure you've heard by now, is the nicest. She was the nicest human being on the planet. It was February. It was minus 10 degrees in New York City in the East Village. And she said to me, do you want to come and sit in my car? Because they had a car for her to sit in between shots because it was 10 degrees. So me, this little three-line co-star, and she said to me, so what do you do when you're not doing three lines on Law & Order? And I said, well, actually, I'm in Man of La Mancha on Broadway. She said, I guess it was her boyfriend or fiance, Peter Herman, who now she's married to.
Yeah.
She said, Peter and I are coming this weekend.
She's huge into Broadway.
I said, let me bring you backstage, please. So I did. I brought her backstage. After the show, I was her point person to bring her back to Brian Stokes Mitchell, to Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio.
That's what I was just doing, by the way. I wasn't checking texts. I was just Googling Brian Stokes Mitchell because I know him by face, but I didn't know him by name.
Yes, Brian Stokes Mitchell's a Broadway star.
Yes.
Ragtime, Tony Award winner.
Yeah.
And also the president of the Actors Fund, which is the most incredible, important charity for actors. I mean, just an incredible person. But yeah, so I love... I mean, she's so beautiful in person, and she was
I cannot believe you're telling me. When I promote this podcast, I'm going to promote it on my podcast and be like an amazing Mariska story.
Yes. Because
that's so cool that she would be like, yeah, I'm going to go backstage with a guy who was on my show for three lines.
I mean,
like, this is the thing that's so crazy. I now have no tolerance for hearing stories about asshole comedians or asshole actors and actresses who are like, oh, people can't look at me on set. I threw a hot coffee in a PA's face. Because Mariska Hargitay is the best of the best.
The queen.
She has been on a show for 23 fucking seasons.
Zillionaire.
Nobody has the right to be more over it than she is.
Yes.
And she is not. And I have interviewed 62 people who have all said that she is a dream.
I know.
Like, not a single bad word. Like, I joke on the podcast. I go, we keep waiting for the one person that's going to talk shit about Mariska to us. And, like, not a word.
You're never
like,
going to find it.
Not a word. Like, and I just think that's the gold standard. And it's like when people say they have a good time on that show, you know, it's because everybody says number one on the call sheet sets the tone. And that's her. And she sets the tone.
And she could be tough if she wanted to. She has license to be.
Yeah.
She has been there forever. It is her house.
Yeah.
And, you know, and instead she makes look, I was on the show literally 20 years ago. I don't know now, but we know from your podcast, this woman is just an amazing person. Look, it's a lot of dialogue. It's a lot of work. It's not the most fun time on set. I'm sure you're dealing with big emotional events and emotional trauma and things, but man, she's just a great person.
Yeah. Oh,
you ever
gosh,
have her on
I
the
cannot.
Podcast? Can we get her on your podcast?
Listen. Like I said, we're in our second year. Started our second year.
But still.
Okay. So we're like thinking she's a year three get. We also want COVID to be over because we want to go to New York.
Yes.
We want to go to set and interview her there. Don't even move. We'll just come to your dressing room.
You have to go to Chelsea Piers. I don't know if they still record at Chelsea Piers, but I used to have to go and audition, you know, and you know, it's a rite of passage for a New York actor to be
that's
on Law & Order.
Told,
if you're
yeah.
a New York actor and you don't have that credit, any of those Law & Orders on your resume, people are like, so why haven't you done Law & Order yet? It's like a thing.
No, when I used to go to Broadway shows, I love reading the bios. The bios are like my favorite thing. I love like looking up like, oh, Jimmy's been on Law & Order SVU and he's been on Sesame Street and he's been on, you know, all the New York stuff. Like, and I love it. I love that she supports Broadway. I love that they cast so many Broadway people. I feel like the first like five times that I hung out with you and met you, I didn't even know you were a Broadway person.
Well, I don't tell people when I first meet them, but
of course, but I didn't even like know. I mean, it was like, I found out just through like following your Instagram and like, you have some high profile followers and people that talk to you. And I'm always like, what is Jimmy's deal? And then I was like, oh, this man is a Broadway person.
You know, it's funny because I did 7 Broadway shows in 11 years in New York. And then I was tired of all of it. I just got tired of living in New York City. I had no money. I was working at the top of my game and had no money. Because, and it wasn't that I was living an extravagant life. I wasn't going to Tahiti on vacation by myself.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I didn't cook every meal, but I was just living the life of a single guy in New York on Broadway and didn't have any money saved. And I just thought, I just want a different life than this. I want to try something else. And I moved here thinking, well, let me try for 6 months and a year. No pressure. I didn't get an apartment. I didn't buy furniture. I got a sublet, a furnished place. And it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
So the other reason why a lot of people don't know about my Broadway pass is that it's been so long and I've been working on changing lanes. You know what I mean? I'm really working on the television thing, which has been great and fun and up and down. And you know, it's a whole different world. But New York and Broadway and those New York television shows are so fun. And the best guest stars on SVU. Just every time it comes on USA or whatever it's on, TNT or USA, or I just am like, oh my God, there's blah blah from the show I did with them.
We've gotten to interview Marsha Gay Harden, Wyclef, Diane Neal. We've talked to so many people, so we feel really happy that people are embracing the podcast and that people want to come on and talk about it. It's so funny because we'll book someone and I'll be like, they want to come on and talk about it. They did it so long ago, but they still want to come on and talk about it.
Of course,
it,
it's icon. I mean, that dum-dum, it's so icon. Yeah, now, did you have to get clearance from Dick Wolf and the people or no?
Nope.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't even mention that then.
No, I mean, we don't
play
any
clips. I don't want to set off a flare.
No, we don't play any clips.
You're just talking about the show.
We just talk about it.
Right. It'd be like the artichoke people suing me. It's like, well, I'm just talking about artichokes.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, trust, we are not trying to get sued. But it's so funny because it's your partner Bridger and I are on the same network, and they're very rightfully so anxious about litigation all the time.
Yes.
And I'm like, guys, go online. I mean, I know it's totally different because the network has, deeper pockets or whatever, but it's like, NBC is not stopping anyone from doing, these people are out here making Livia Benson tea towels and candles people are all over the place fucking making money off of Law & Order SVU shit that is not licensed through the network.
And it helps keep their audience. When your audience knows an episode's coming up and they want to be ready to listen, they're going to go back and watch that episode.
Oh, yeah.
And
they should love us. I'm sure that they're noticing bumps on their Hulu because we tell everybody go on Hulu, watch, because we tell them what their homework is for the next week.
Yes,
we say,
partner with them.
This is what we're talking. Yeah.
You should partner with them.
Yeah.
That's
we'll
what
see.
I
mean, we'll see, because they have a podcast, I think.
I never heard of it.
There's
I've only ever heard of your podcast.
I don't know if anybody listens to it. I think it's a specific podcast with members of the cast and crew.
No.
But that's not really what I want. I want
to
talk other old episodes, stuff like that. So anyway.
Well, we have a mystery of our own I want to talk about quickly before I dive into the article.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because one day I was driving and up on my screen, I was getting onto the 110 freeway in California, which I believe is the very first freeway to ever be built in the country, the 110. I think I'm right. I could be wrong.
It is one of the oldest highways.
It's one of the oldest. So it's not, there's not a lot of on-ramp onto the freeway. Say that.
You got to go 0 to 60 in 2 feet or you're going to get your ass rammed.
Literally 2 feet. So I'm concentrating and up, my phone rings while I'm in the car, and up on my screen in the car says Kara Klank in all capital letters. You know, when you get, it's like when you get a call from, I'm having some work done on my car and it says York Auto Body Shop in all capital letters because I don't have them in my phone, but their number somehow is recognized by
my
phone.
A caller ID. Yes,
because I
sure.
know I don't have your phone number. We've hung out many times. At a party, I just make a beeline for you because I know I'm going to have a great 2-hour conversation. I won't have to talk to anybody else. It's perfect.
We had not at that point exchanged numbers.
Right,
yes.
Right.
But we do have them now, just for your listeners.
Yes. Well, now. But I'm okay. So I get on the freeway, let the call go because I have to concentrate. And then I see you. I actually texted Bridger when I got to my destination. I said, I think Kara Klink called me. He's like, well, call her back. And I was like, well, she didn't leave a message. So then I see you the next day or 2 days later at Chipotle, at our local Los Angeles area Chipotle. And I say, Kara Klink, did you call me? And you were like, no, I don't even have your number. I was like, well, someone called me. Now what? Because we talked about it a little bit, and Karen Kilgariff is somehow in this story. But I'm not sure how it happened still.
So what happened is, in September, I have a dream about Karen. She's in my dream, and it's this weird dream where we have connected houses, and I keep coming in to her house with both my kids and being like, sorry, Karen, didn't mean to break in your house. It's a weird dream, okay? So then I text Karen the dream, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember all this specific shit from this dream I had about you last night. She goes, sorry, new phone, who dis, basically, to me.
Okay.
And I go, LOL, it's Kara Klink. And she goes, oh, Jesus, then who the hell is this? And she shows me a screenshot that says Kara Klink at the top. And I can't get it anymore. It's like one of those old downloads where I, like, and she goes, and it's a text message where she had said, oh, I love seeing you. And you're always one of my favorite people to see. And the person had written back saying, yes, you're one of my favorite people to see, blah, blah, blah. And it was, and there was a photo of Bridger with Karen's dog. So that's how I connected it. Cause I was like, what is going on? I did not have this conversation with Karen. So she goes, do you have a burner? And I go, I don't, I have no idea.
That'd be great.
And so I actually, like, she sent me the contact. And I looked up the number and I started typing the number into my phone. Nothing pops up. I don't know who this is. And so I said, and she goes, I made plans with this person thinking it was you. And then I go, it's not me. I didn't even know you were going to Hawaii. Because in the text, it was like, I'm going to be back from Hawaii soon. Let's hang out.
Yes.
And then I said, and I don't think I've ever seen that picture of, oh, it was me, Bridger, and the dog.
Yes.
And I think that's why. So we figured it out that it was you. She had your number in her phone saved as me, which is, okay, that's a funny mix-up. That's totally separate from you getting this mystery butt dial.
How could I know? Because no matter who called me, you have never called me in your life, right? Ever.
The only thing I could think of happened was that when Karen showed me the number and I typed it into my phone, that I accidentally pressed call really quick, but then I would have hung up.
Oh, interesting.
But then I would have hung up right away and been like, oops, I'm calling the number. And I don't think I remember that happening.
Oh, that's
interesting. It's so strange.
I wonder if you called me and then hung up quick enough that by the time I got on the 110, I didn't answer.
Yeah. And then I text Karen and I go, okay, the mystery number is Jimmy Bridger's BF. I just saw them and I wouldn't have even brought it up. But Jimmy said he got a missed call from me and ... I don't have his number. And then a ghost emoji.
Oh,
like, this was
God.
Like our huge, this was like our huge mystery that we were all
it's
talking
so
about.
So funny, because I'm like, how the hell, how would it even come up? Your number's not a pub. I'm sure you're not in like the yellow pages. Like, call Kara Klink.
I call someone that my number comes up.
I
it's
know.
Possible. Maybe I should do a test with someone who doesn't know me.
You should maybe make a new friend. The next time you make
just
a new friend.
Just go up to someone at the grocery store.
And say, just say, hey, here's my, I'm going to call you real quick and see if my number, wouldn't that be weird if your name came up?
Yeah, that would be weird.
Why artichoke? Because I send everybody a long list and you were very excited about the artichoke.
Listen, I think I have a bit of a baby mouth myself.
Really? Because, I was going to ask you.
Yeah. I'm not like, I've been trying to get more into more adventurous, but here's the thing. I am a vegetarian. So any of your meat stuff was off my list.
Okay.
I do eat fish, but I only started eating seafood when I moved to LA. Like, and my husband and I, like 2 years into my LA living, my husband and I were going to Japan and I was like, I got to eat sushi. Cause I got to eat it over there.
I've
like,
never had sushi in my life.
Yeah. So I just, everybody said, go to Sugarfish, get the trust me try that. So I did that. Some of it was for me and some of it's not, you know? So I didn't really want to do any of the fish with you just cause I'm not a long time fish person.
Okay.
And then some of the other things you suggested, I either had never had or just didn't have. I actually have a kind of a funny story about artichoke that I thought would be kind of funny to tell you, but I do love artichoke. I love fried artichoke. I think it is so delicious. It's kind of like an Italian thing. It's also a Jewish thing.
Yes.
Like when I lived in Rome for a little while.
Oh my God. God.
In Rome, there is a small area that's called the Jewish ghetto, and it's very tiny. And I used to walk through it every day to get to where I studied. And then I would walk, I was next to one of my favorite bars. So I spent a lot of time in the Jewish ghetto. And there were a couple restaurants there, and one of their specialties was like this big fried artichoke.
Wow.
So I knew that I was like, oh, he's got to try artichoke, because even if you have a baby mouth, you know, stuff that's fried.
Well,
it's like,
anything fried. I've learned that on this podcast, you could put a shoe and fry it and I would enjoy it because I like the fried. I thought artichokes were yellow. So it's interesting. You said earlier artichokes can be yellow.
Yeah. So like if you're like looking at a classic Italian antipasto plate or something like that, a lot of times you'll see like, you know, you'll see peppers and you'll see marinated artichoke. Oh. And it kind of looks like a bunch of little pieces of paper folded up, you know, or on top of each other.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So it's like thin sheets and that's like a marinated artichoke and that is yellowy.
Interesting.
But then here's what happened to me one time.
Oh boy.
Have you been to the restaurant Jones in West Hollywood? Not Jones on 3rd, the one that's J-O-N-E-S.
Yes, yes, across from Formosa Cafe.
Yes, exactly.
On Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes. So my husband and I went there for a date one night and I was like, oh, let's get the artichoke. I didn't even notice how it was cooked, but it was steamed. It was like a steamed artichoke.
Steamed artichoke.
So the way this comes out is it's like leaves of the artichoke, which are rough. Like if you see an artichoke raw, it's like, it's a pretty like tough vegetable.
Yeah.
So they steam it. And what you're supposed to do is take the, pull the leaf off of the artichoke. You're supposed to put it in your mouth and like let your top teeth or your bottom teeth, depending on which, like kind of drag the meat off of the leaf, like the artichoke, the actual artichoke
meat.
Like what the edible part of the artichoke.
Okay.
My husband and I did not know that. So what we did is we just put the whole leaf in our mouths and the leaf is like not edible. Like it's very, very chewy and like terrible. Like you just don't eat it. You're supposed to just go like, kind of like, it's like eating a corn cob. Like I just put it in my mouth and my husband and I are both sitting there like, like for 20 minutes and then we're spitting it out because we're like, this is horrible.
Oh, no.
And then I feel like we just kind of spit it out and like we felt embarrassed for the waiter to come clear our plates because we were like, we think we're eating this wrong. And we also just didn't touch the rest of it.
Oh,
and
no.
Then we, and then like a moron, I think I was at another, I was maybe at that same restaurant or I was with someone else eating that dish and they, I was watching them eat it and was like, oh, okay.
But why don't they? They should tell people how to eat. Because like the people like you and I, we don't know. I would have eaten the whole leaf. How would you know?
I think they just were like, who would do that? And so it was just, you're supposed to just pull it out of your mouth. Right. And like
that doesn't sound enjoyable either, though, pulling it out of your mouth like that.
Well, artichoke
scraping
is like
this artichoke meat off.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to pull this off, this fried
artichoke? No. So fried artichoke is like they probably just took the meat or they marinated it and then fried it. Like, I don't actually know how
I
they
love
do
that
it.
You call
but
it
like,
the meat. It's so funny.
Well,
the
I don't know what else meat. To say. The artichoke meat.
All right, I'm going to go into this bag and get this artichoke out of here.
Wait, can you tell me where you got it from?
Yes, of course. So I went to Pasadena. By the way, I love Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
Pasadena is so beautiful. It's
great.
Like far away from West Hollywood and the beach and stuff. It's not close, but it's close to where we live. And it feels like luxurious to me.
I remember when I moved to LA and my friend told me they lived in Highland Park and I didn't live here yet. And I go, oh, so what's good about it? And they were like, oh, you know, it's great. I mean, I like this. I like that. It's close to Pasadena. And I remember thinking to myself, why is that a plus? And now that I live over here, it's a fucking plus.
It's luxurious. Like, the only problem with Pasadena is that I couldn't find parking. I had to keep going on. This place is called Sage Plant Based Bistro and Brewery or something.
There's another Sage in Echo Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, probably maybe even closer and with better parking, but that's okay. This
Echo Park or Silver Lake, I forget. Echo Park.
Oh, this was, it was in a beautiful courtyard, brick with lights hanging outside.
Oh, I gotta go eat there.
I know. Well, we should all go together because I thought to myself,
yes,
we have, Bridger and I have to explore more places to eat in Pasadena. Old Town Pasadena is so beautiful. It's so
cute.
Fun. It feels luxurious. So
let me give you a little tip too. South Pasadena has a very adorable farmer's market every Thursday.
Oh, I didn't know that. But we want to try. There's a place called Gus's Barbecue in South Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
And I go to that Chipotle five times a week.
I take my kids there because we can sit outside and Rosie will have like their little What I like about kids' menus is everything's like $7. Yeah. Even if she doesn't freaking eat anything, I don't feel like I'm putting away $20 per person. So it's like they have this little $6.95 kids' meal, which is a ton of food, and she won't eat most of it. But I love Gus's. And I don't eat barbecue, though, so I'm going off of the breakfast food there, but I really like it.
All right, we're going to dig into the fried artichoke. Here I go. Yes. I haven't even looked at this yet because I like a surprise. So here's a napkin. It's in a big brown paper bag. Thank you to the people at Sage. They did not give it to me for free, but I didn't tell them about the podcast. And now that people are donating to the podcast and supporting monetarily the podcast, I'm not going to complain about how much it
I'm so glad that you found some, because after I suggested it, I started looking on, like, you know, you can search by cuisine on or food item on like Caviar and Grubhub and stuff. And I was like, God, I can't think of where I've had it in LA, and maybe he will be able to find it. And
let
so
me
I'm
tell
glad
you, because yeah, I know you were very concerned. You're like, I can't find a place. And it's funny because all I did was go on Yelp and typed in fried artichoke, and this was the first place that came up.
Oh my God, that's so, I literally was putting in best fried artichoke in LA. And
I don't know what you were doing, but I was like, she's so stressed out. And all you had to do is put in fried artichoke and Yelp. So maybe Yelp from now on. No more Caviar and that stuff.
I tried.
All right,
I
here it is. Fried artichoke. It's in a beautiful brown paper bag. I'm going to open it up. The listeners like when I do a little. You can hear it opening. The ASMR that kids call it.
Yeah. I don't think it, I think the ASMR of it all has the meaning has changed because I have friends that are like, I have ASMR. Like when I was in New York, this was years and years ago, before it was like the hot button thing people talk about all the time.
Right.
My friend was like, I have a weird tingling in the back of my head when I hear certain noises, blah, blah, blah. She explained it exactly what it was to me. And I was like, oh, interesting. Now it's like people are just like, yeah, it's kind of sexy when someone whispers and that makes me feel good. Like, that's not what ASMR is. Like, I think ASMR is a different thing.
Right.
And that we've now moved it into like, if I whisper,
that's
ASMR. I actually hate the sound of people whispering.
Good. It's very bad for your vocal cords. As a similar voice teacher, I could tell you very bad.
Oh, that's
there's nothing worse you can really do for your vocal cords.
Well, that's why I'm loud as hell.
I know. Well, you never, we're not whispering. All right. I'm opening up this artichoke. All right. This looks fried. Oh.
Now, is there a little dip?
Oh, yeah. There's three containers of dips. Wow.
Ooh.
This looks really good. It's very fried.
Yeah. Oh, it looks so good. I wish we were doing this podcast in person.
I know. You know, someday. I guess we could if you could have come over, but. You know, we don't live that far. Now, this is a little dip container, and it has a sticker on it that says for protection.
Ooh.
So I don't know what that means. I don't even know what's in here, but let's look. And there's a marinara, which I know I'm going to like because I enjoy marinara, but let's see.
And a lot of times it comes with like an aioli, like a lemony aioli
Right. There's another kind of white sauce. Because I'm not huge on sauces either. Like ranch, I don't really enjoy.
Oh,
this is more marinara.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm going to try it alone first without the marinara, but then I can't wait to get into that marinara. All right. Fried artichoke. Now, artichokes are obviously a vegetable. I could probably grow this in my backyard, right?
I don't know. My friend Emily is a big gardener, and I think she grew an artichoke. And it's like, it seems like it would be like, I grow tomatoes. They're fucking, they're easy. You just like plant a seedling and they
blow. I don't even know if you're Italian or not.
No, it's so easy. I am Italian, but it's so easy to grow certain vegetables. An artichoke to me seems like it would take a lot more TLC and a green thumb.
It feels a little squishy in my fingers. Like the actual
vegetable. I wonder if that's just because of the delivery and the waiting of it all.
Oh no, I went to pick this up, Kara Clank. There's no delivery. Huh?
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
own delivery. All right.
Yeah,
I don't want you to think that I'm sitting here luxuriously waiting for someone to bring me. There's no one. It's just me. There's no producer. There's no editor. There's no delivery. It's me. I am all of it. It's okay. I really enjoy it. Thank you for the support, listeners. Okay, I'm going to eat this fried artichoke. First time. Kara Clank artichoke. No sauce, just fried. Here I go.
He's going in raw.
Okay, that's...
You don't like it?
I don't like that. Ooh.
What's the percentage of the stuff on this podcast that you like versus that you don't like?
Wait a second. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, that is not good. It's like slimy and squishy and sweet. There's like a... Oh, I'm shocked that it's that strong of a flavor.
I gotta say that if you were at a restaurant and that came right out and was like crunchy, crispy, you might like it more.
It's like, it's kind of, you know, I'm not that big of a texture person. Like I can pretty much eat any texture, but that is kind of slimy. But the taste of it is like kind of... What does that even taste like? Like a sweet, kind of sweet and slimy, I would say. That's not enjoyable.
I will say that artichokes are usually kind of damp, but like I wouldn't, but slimy.
It's damp.
When it's fried, it shouldn't be.
That's a good description. It's a damp taste. It tastes damp.
But my friend Marcella recently posted that she's adding artichokes to all her sandwiches now. She's like game changer.
Really?
Like, I'm telling you, but that's marinated. That's marinated. That's like a different kind.
Well, let me try with the marinara sauce because maybe that'll zip
and
it up
try
a
with
bit.
The aioli or something.
All right. I'm going to try with
marinara
sauce.
I know you don't like sauces,
sauce.
But
this is such a torturous podcast, you know, because it's like, because I obviously don't like this and yet I'm going to just eat more because.
But I want to know what the percentage is of stuff that you like versus what you do. Have you found things on this podcast? You're like, oh my God, I'm so sad. I never ate this. It's so
Brussels
good.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, wow. They're so good.
You can put them with like crunchy things with oil and garlic. Mm. And there's a place in Pasadena, the Luggage Room. You ever go to Luggage Room?
No.
They have delicious pizza, but they have Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. I should be eating them every day. I'll live to be 100. Because I don't really eat a lot of green things. I love Brussels sprouts. Delicious pad thai. I thought was a soup. Delicious.
Oh yeah, pad thai. So
I loved pho. I never had pho before. So warming, comforting, hot, delish. What else did I have?
I just can't believe as an Italian, you never had this as part of like an antipasto platter.
Because my mom, it's like street food. It's like kind of like meatballs and everything was red sauce. We never had a white sauce. We never had a lemon sauce. Yeah. It was all red meatballs and sausage from the deli on the corner and the butcher guy. And it was like, you know, blue collary Italian and meatloaf and stuff. Never. Artichoke feels fancy to me.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to try with marinara. It's going to make it better. Here we go. Because I'm enjoying. I like that this is a marinara. All right. Hold on. I hope it's not going to be as squishy in my mouth. The marinara is good.
Okay.
That is not good.
You don't like it. I feel so sad. I was like, I'm going to blow his mind with this fried artichoke. He's going to find a new favorite
food. It has a real taste to it. Like, it's a strong taste.
No, and you know what's crazy is that, you know what I also should mention, is in New York City, and I think it's actually expanded maybe to other cities, there's a pizza place called Artichoke.
I love that place.
But their famous thing is their artichoke pizza.
Never had it.
But it's so good.
I got like a tough piece of artichoke and I'm just chewing it. And it's like, it's punishing me, this piece. It's making me chew. I'm still not done with it. Fucking chew and chew and chew. Because it knows I don't want to chew. I want to be done so I can have a Diet Coke.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And you really like this. You seek out the artichoke.
I really do. I can't speak to this restaurant. I can't. But if something has artichoke on it, that's a plus for me. Artichoke pizza in New York City. I mean, that stuff is like,
I love artichoke pizza. It's like 17th and 10th is the original one. I used to go all the time.
Yeah, well, 14th Street was like the small, like, I think only later did they open up a thing where you could sit down. You couldn't even sit originally. And I would go get the big piece of artichoke pizza. And it's essentially, you've never had a spinach and artichoke dip?
No.
I just can't.
Artichoke dip would be offered, and I would pass. No.
No, because it's cheese and my God, it's cheese and artichoke, and the artichoke's very soft, and none of this.
That's
squishiness.
A stronger flavor than I thought. That's what's so interesting.
Maybe I should have suggested an artichoke dip. It's just I don't know an artichoke dip that doesn't have spinach in it, and I didn't know if I was allowed to do like two foods. Well, but spinach and artichoke dip is in my top five appetizers of all time.
You know what it is though, Kara Klink? I want to have the raw experience of the food. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be even the fried artichoke. I was like, am I cheating because it's fried? You know what I mean? I want to have, like, I had fried clams last season for the first time, and yeah. I was like, they were delicious because they're fried, and I was dipping them in marinara sauce.
But this is interesting that you don't even like it. But I would say if you're going to try to do one more stop on your artichoke journey, try at a party just a bite of spinach and artichoke dip. It's so good.
I bet if it's with cheese, because I actually don't mind spinach. I like a spinach lasagna.
Oh, it's like cheesy. Like the artichoke just adds like salt and a little bit more like heft to it. I really, really
do
love
you
artichoke.
Enjoy a lot of green things like broccoli, asparagus, peas, yes. string beans. You like all those things?
I love broccoli. I love asparagus. I love peas. I used to go to a restaurant in New York City that made mac and cheese, and I would say, could you please add peas to my mac and cheese?
I would love that.
I love it because I love the little texture of peas inside
peas too.
Of the yeah, I love it.
What's
love
your
it.
Food vice? What's your thing? Like chips, cookies, candy?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. 1,000%. Like I would live off cheese if I could live off cheese.
And
I
what kind
so
of
much.
Cheese do you like? Like what are your top three?
Well, my husband would say because I don't eat meat, he used to go, yeah, she doesn't eat meat. So she's a cheesetarian. Like, so if I go to a restaurant, you know, and they don't have like, whatever, like I'll always be like, okay, I'll just get a flatbread or I'll get wow. something, whatever. If it has cheese on it, then it feels to me like I'm eating something like good or whatever. Wow. But I love cheddar cheese. I love mozzarella. Mm. I love, I wouldn't say I'm very adventurous with cheese either. I don't like any of the blues. I don't like Stilton or any of those blue cheese as a dip. No, I don't like any stinky cheeses, but goat, cheddar, feta, mozzarella,
those.
Burrata. Like, I love all that stuff.
Oh, I love a burrata.
Oh, yeah. At Hippo.
Where we've also seen each other. You were with
Where
your mother?
We've also spotted each other.
Were you with your mother?
I was with my mother. And then yes. my mother started crying. And I was like, Mom, I know a lot of people at this restaurant. Because I had run into like three other people at that restaurant that I knew. Because it was right when things were opening up. And my mom was like bawling at the table. I'm like, Mom.
She wasn't crying because you said hi to us, though, was she?
No,
oh, for some no. other reason. Oh,
no, she was just crying. And I was like, Mom, my friends are over there. Can you stop? I was being like a teenager.
Do you know what we love at the Hippo is their bread, their rolls,
oh
the
God.
Roll thing they have.
The bread is
Hippo
out
of Highland
control.
Park.
It's literally, the bread is so freaking good.
Tell the people where you're going on tour before we wrap up. And I call my mother to see if she's ever had an
okay.
artichoke.
Okay. We are doing a little bit of like a Western part of the country so tour. Fun. So we're doing Los Angeles. We're doing Irvine and San Diego. Those are our California stops. We're doing Seattle and Portland, Denver and Tempe, Arizona.
I hope
so
we can come
you...
to it. Can we get free tickets or I have to pay? Exactly right.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm sure for
we're
the one
in exactly
LA.
Right family.
Yes.
We got a commerce.
Yeah, that would be so fun. I would love
we
that.
Saw Karen and Georgia on Halloween like 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and they were sold out at the Nokia Theater, 7,000 seats. Sold
we aren't
out.
Quite. We aren't quite. You know, we're doing a Dynasty Typewriter in LA, which is, I believe, a 150 seat.
That's
venue,
so fun. I want to do this podcast at restaurants with people. How fun would that be?
That would be so fun.
I know. That's so great. You're going on tour. Kara Klink, you're a joy. Yeah. I can't believe the time
you.
Went
you
so
too.
Fast.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're done.
I know, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm sorry I didn't enjoy this artichoke, but don't feel bad because you got me to try something new and now I know
I'm
I don't
enjoy
it. I'm
about to swing by your house and see if I can take the leftovers. Honestly.
Yeah, you I'll totally bring them to you. Do you want me to? I totally will.
No,
I'm not going
to
eat them.
I want you to like it. Mm. Try an artichoke dip. Okay, I'm coming back on the podcast in 6 months or whatever it is when you do your, you allow people to do a double, come back on again.
All right.
And I'm going to do an artichoke dip and we're going to get it from a place that I know has a good artichoke dip.
Maybe we can do all dip. We could do like three different kinds of dips that I've never had. Because I don't think I've ever had ranch even.
Really?
I don't think I have. I couldn't tell you if I like ranch or not. I just know I never order it, which probably means I've never had ranch dressing.
I'm not part of the whole ranch movement. Like, yeah, people are so obsessed with ranch. If it's there, maybe I'll dip something in it, but I'm not psycho about it. I love aioli, which is just fancy mayonnaise.
Yeah, I love
an aioli,
of course.
That's just fancy
mayonnaise. I love that.
But I like marinara. I love dipping sauces.
We're
going to
do three dipping sauces that I've never had. You'll come back on.
That's good, because now I have spinach and artichoke dip. Have you ever had like a crab dip?
No.
Oh, baby.
No.
Okay, we're going to do three dips.
Okay, I'm scared of that.
I'm already going
to do
dips.
Is there like an anchovy paste we could do? Because I've never had anchovies in my life.
Ooh, I've never really had anchovies.
Maybe we could eat that together and see. You might be my first guest who's ever not eaten anything I've eaten. I've never done that before.
I mean, I am a bit of a baby now. I'm really trying to get better.
Oh, my God. Cara Clank, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me on, Jimmy. This was a pleasure.
It's time to talk to Lois, my mom from Jersey. Can she get on Zoom?
No, thank you.
Here comes Lois. Here comes Lois.
I got you.
It worked.
No, I pushed the wrong thing and I don't get you.
What now? What do you push? What are you supposed to push and what do you push?
I forgot what I pushed, but you're supposed to put that Wi-Fi in something, and I pressed another one.
Oh, well, here
and that's
we
what I had
you to... made it.
I made it, Jay.
You know, every week when I have you on, you just never know if it's going to happen. It's like trying to Zoom
know.
With a dignitary or the president or something. It's like you think she's free, you get her on the phone, she's free, and then you just never know if she's actually going to get on the Zoom. That's why I have that lyric in the song, can she get on Zoom?
On the Zoom.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Well, I'm getting old.
Now, if you could lower the camera a little bit, I could see more. Right now, I'm just seeing glasses.
I don't
and
want
your hair.
You to see me. I know. I don't want.
I know, but do you understand that the podcast is not. No one sees you except me.
Okay.
Thank you. There you are. It's not like the world. No one's seeing you. It's a podcast.
Good, thank you, Lord.
Oh, you know, a podcast is just audio. Do you
know? I understand that.
You've listened to this podcast. No?
What?
Have you listened to this podcast, Baby Mouth?
No.
You never listened to Baby Mouth once?
Oh, yeah, I listened to your, you said this one. I thought you meant the one you're doing now.
Well, you can't listen to this one because we're making
we didn't
it.
Do, we're, I know, you didn't do it yet.
We're literally
I understand.
Making, yeah. Boy, I mean, maybe it's time for some ginkgo biloba or something. I don't know, a supplement, some kind of a memory, cognitive health supplement. If anybody could write into babymouthpodcast@gmail.com and recommend maybe a cognitive health supplement for Lois.
I am fine.
You feel like you have all your marbles?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's going on in Lyndhurst today? You had a big ice storm over there on the East Coast.
Yes. Well, today's beautiful. It's a little windy, but the sun's out. I think it's like 40-something degrees.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a little windy, but it's nice.
Now, when it's nice out, do you feel compelled to go outside or not?
Yeah, I went out. I went to the dollar store.
What'd you get? I mean, everything there seems like
a and oh, here's news. All the items in the dollar store are now $1.25 because of they can't get, you know, all the
supply chain
products. Yeah, they're all stuck. Yeah, but I had read that in the paper a while ago that they were all going to go up the
now,
prices.
Do
so
you think they're going to change the name to the $1.25 store?
I don't know.
They should.
But
what
anyway.
Do you get there at the dollar store?
Oh, I needed some fake flowers, and I bought the kids some pads. You know, they like to draw and color on the pads.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Odds and ends. Yeah.
What do they have? I've been in there before, but I don't remember.
I don't know. They have food and everything. I mean, they have everything.
Yeah.
They have drugs, you know, like toothpaste.
Drugs?
Well, I meant, they have like aspirin. They have aspirin. All kinds of stuff. Not drugs.
Well, you said drugs.
Well, what are aspirin? You know.
I guess that's a drug. Acetaminophen.
Yes. Yeah, they have a lot of stuff.
But you only got drawing pads for the kids and some fake flowers.
Yeah, I bring them to the cemetery, stick them in the ground because the When you put real ones, they die in a day. So.
Oh, now do the people who run the cemetery leave them in the ground, or do they take
them out? Yes. No, they leave them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they don't mow them down with the lawnmowers.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, so what are we eating today?
Okay, but you're shifting around a lot and it's crinkling. So just, I don't know, you're wearing a necklace or something, the little microphone thing. It's shifting around and it's giving me a lot of crinkling.
I don't know.
All right.
To the right now?
Yeah, yeah. Just try not to maybe shift around so much. I know you're excited. All right, well, to answer your question, this week with Kara Klenk. Kara has a podcast all about SVU. Do you ever watch Law & Order SVU?
No.
Okay. Do you know Mariska Hargitay?
Yes. I remember when you were on there.
That's right. I was on SVU. I think like millions of people.
Special Victim Unit.
Yeah, but I want to say SUV like a big car drive.
Oh.
But SVU, Special Victims Unit. But you don't watch it now? It's so good.
No, I don't watch anything really.
Is it too depressing, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, the cases.
Depressing. It's very, I know.
It's very deep.
It gets you upset.
Yeah. But we did fried artichoke.
Oh. Those, I tasted them. I mean, they're good.
Yeah, I didn't like
them. Were they stuffed?
No.
Like
just
with breadcrumbs fried?
Well, just fried. Yeah, they were breaded and fried, but it was not.
They're bitter, right?
They're slimy and kind of bitter, and they didn't taste good.
I don't know, but I've tried them, but people go crazy for them. Like Grandma Rosie loves them.
Oh,
I think Aunt Rody likes them.
Sister.
I know.
Yeah, and I even dipped them in marinara sauce, and it was still not good.
Yeah.
I thought maybe.
Maybe they weren't cooked right.
No, this was a good place. It was an expensive place.
Yeah.
And it was a plant-based place, so they didn't have any meat. It was like a vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah.
In Pasadena, beautiful, but it wasn't good tasting. I didn't like the taste of the artichoke, and they're very Italian.
Yeah, they are.
You could. What can you do? I guess you could saute them or fry them.
I don't know. The only way my family ever did it was they bred them.
Yeah, fried.
And
you used to eat them a lot, or you just tried them once?
No, I just tried it once.
And you said, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I know. It's not for me either.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people go crazy for them.
Yeah, I didn't go crazy for them. I didn't like them. But it was in this beautiful restaurant in Pasadena. You would love Pasadena.
Yeah. Isn't that where the Rose Bowl Parade is?
Yes, that's where the Rose Bowl and the Rose Bowl Parade is. And I feel like Daddy went to the Rose Bowl, didn't he, or something once?
He went to the Super Bowl once in California with Uncle Ricky.
Was it at the Rose Bowl?
I think. I don't remember, Jim. It was a million years ago.
Yeah, you should come out here. It's beautiful. Pasadena is absolutely beautiful.
Well, most of California is beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's all coastal, you know.
Yeah.
Pasadena is not coastal, but the California coast is beautiful all the way
down. Yeah.
So no SVU for you. No Special Victims Unit. Do you like true crime kind of things? Like
no.
You don't watch it?
I used to like Blue Bloods.
Yeah, well, that's not really
true. Well, but I don't even watch that anymore, but that was good. I was interested in that one.
That's still on, Blue Bloods.
I know, it's on 10 o'clock. I'm usually sleeping.
But, yeah, but you don't like any kind of true crime, huh?
And
you
don't watch really.
More SVU or Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago
Wait.
Chicago.
Chicago,
You just said Chicago.
I Shamil did not.
Chicago, Hopperbop Incorporated.
Get your ears clean.
Okay.
Chicago Med, I like. I only watch the beginning of it because then I come upstairs. But I like that show.
But
that's
don't
good.
You wonder what's going to happen in the end?
Well, Daddy records it.
And so you watch the beginning?
Tapes it.
You watch the beginning, go to sleep, and then the next day we'll watch to see how it ends?
Well, no. Hardly ever watch the rest. I hardly ever watch the rest.
So you're a fan of the first...
I'll ask Daddy what happens. Sometimes he falls asleep, so we don't know.
Fan of the first 10 minutes of Chicago Med.
That's right,
but you don't know what happens.
But they have, you know, like good stories and stuff on there.
What about Chicago Fire, Chicago PD?
No, nope.
No Law and Order. It's regular. There's FBI. Nope.
I know.
Did you watch any of those? FBI?
Nope.
FBI nope. International?
Nope.
Wow. Nope. You don't watch anything?
No. I just watched Home and Gardens and my two soaps, Young and Restless and General Hospital, and that's about it.
You don't watch any scripted television other than soap operas. Everything else is reality.
Yeah.
Even This Is Us, you're not back into.
No. I didn't go back on when it came back, and that was
it. How about
I don't
comedies?
Even...
You don't watch any funny shows on TV?
Oh, Dad, I don't, but Daddy watches that Be Positive. He loves it.
Yeah, Be Positive.
Oh, Daddy watches, Young Sheldon, The Good Doctor. He watches a lot. Okay, I mean, he tapes them. I don't know if he even watches them, but he likes that Blacklist.
Ugh, yeah, he's like loved that. The Blacklist forever since it started.
That's too much violence. Ugh.
Yeah, there's a lot of violence on TV and movies, huh?
I know. I want to see that.
I know. It's too depressing. Right now, it's a hard time because it's depressing to watch these things on television.
I know.
Like these heavy dramas, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to watch them. But, you know, when I was on SVU, I had a great time. It was so fun. It was so easy. And Mariska was so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you watch SVU now and eat a fried artichoke.
Maybe, but I doubt it. Yeah. No, thank you.
When's the last time you had the artichoke when you were a kid?
Oh, my God. Years ago. I don't.
As a kid or adult?
20. No, an adult, but maybe, I don't know, 30 years ago. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Well, if I don't like something, I'm not eating it.
You don't try it a second time.
No.
No.
No, one and not done. Really.
You call that a one and done.
One done. Correct.
One and done. All right. Well, what are you doing tonight? Sunday. Now it's Sunday. Is there
nothing?
Nothing. What have you been doing all day today?
I told you, I went out shopping for a little bit. Yeah. I'm doing some wash. I don't know. I'm just puttering around doing odds and ends.
Is there anything on TV to watch during the afternoon?
No, but this morning I just turned it on a little bit. There was Joanna Gaines, you know, from Fixer Upper.
Right.
She has that. I think it's Joanna's Kitchen. I was watching her.
Cooking.
She was making donuts and treats and banana bread. And
oh, I love banana bread.
Granola bars.
You make good banana bread.
Yeah.
Very good.
So does Mikey, but his is way different than mine. He doesn't put nuts in his, and his is like brown color. He puts cinnamon because the kids are allergic to nuts. So the kids eat the whole loaf when he makes
it. Yeah, I like banana bread.
But I like it with the nuts in it.
And did you ever think you'd want to make donuts?
Nah, they look, the ones she was making up, they were from Syria, her grandfather's. Too much work. I'm not making those. It's too much work. And then she was making these cookies and lemon squares, and they all look too much work for me.
Well, you make a lot of good cakes. You make a lot of good.
I do. I'd rather make 10 cakes and make cookies.
Used to make lemon meringue. Remember lemon meringue you used
meringue
to make?
Meringue pie, delicious. Yeah.
You don't make delicious. It anymore.
No. I'll make a chocolate cream, you know, with the pudding once in a while, but
that's
I made an apple pie.
Oh, that's
not that
good.
Long ago.
Did you make the crust?
No. I'm not making the crust.
So you put the apples in the crust.
Well, it's a lot of work because you got to peel and core all the apples. You know, it's time consuming.
Can't you get the apples already pre-done in a bag?
Yeah, but no, I'd rather get them. You need like 10 apples.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any holidays coming up. I don't know, unless you're doing something for Easter, I guess is the next one, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's far from now. Kind of a
quiet
zone now for holidays, which is good.
Good. Everybody well, St. Patrick's Day is coming. In
you're
going to
celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
No, I don't really.
Before. Is this the first year?
I might wear green.
Yeah, I know. Somebody's calling you?
No, low battery.
Oh, that's all right.
20%.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well, we had a good chat.
Yeah.
Fried artichoke.
Yes.
I won't be having that again.
Well, good for you. Neither will I.
No, it wasn't good. It was not delicious.
No.
But I do like a lot of fried things. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, like you like fried peppers?
I never had a fried pepper.
Oh, delicious.
Never had that.
You never had like sausage and peppers and potatoes?
Yeah, but they're not breaded. I'm talking
no,
you
not
know,
bread. I didn't say breaded. I said fried.
But the artichoke
fried
was
pepper.
Breaded.
The artichoke was breaded and fried.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You're doing a lot of shuffling. I don't know what's going on with your audio. I don't know. I'm not moving.
It
sounds like you're on a train.
I don't know. I'm not moving.
Well, your little microphone must be moving because it's going crinkle.
I don't know. Maybe because the battery's low.
No. I don't know. Well, Mom, I hope you have a good night. I hope you find something to watch on TV.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay, stay safe.
The Baby Mouth theme song is performed by me and was written by me and Jesse Vargas. Jesse also orchestrated, recorded, and mixed the song. The Baby Mouth artwork was created by Tim Quartier. You can follow the Baby Mouth podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. Tell me about your own personal food nightmare. Have you ever been forced to eat something horrible at a fancy party or on a first date? Is there a food you're afraid to try? I want to know all about your scary food experiences. Email me at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen and subscribe to Baby Mouth wherever you get your podcasts. And please, don't forget to leave a review. Baby Mouth!